Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, the sky is not falling, the kingdom is coming, and there is nothing to fear, for your life is in my hands, and your blessing and your destiny are not subject to man, not subject to an assassin's bullet, not subject to what the political realm does or does not do. Heart of the king is in my hand, in the hand of the Lord, and I turn it whithersoever that I will. So fear not, neither be dismayed, but content yourself in knowing that you are wrapped up in my embrace and your future is secure no matter what happens in the halls of the political realm or human government. Know this, that I am the kindling, the ignition point of the candle of your spirit man today. Even as I said in my word, your human spirit is the candle by which I search out all the innermost parts of your inner man and your inner life. That which I illuminate on the inside of you is not an exposure of human frailty or sin, for the blood covers all within you that offends my holiness. Remember this, says the Father, I am the God that dwells in thick darkness, even as the prophets of old testified. I am guiding you and shining the lamp of my very presence within you, that you might see in truth and in reality that I dwell only in the recesses of the human heart. See this indwelling, says the Father. See the indwelling of my person within you and know it as your most essential truth. So no more eyes squeezed tightly shut, says the Father. Do not fear what I will show or disclose to you within. Look deeply into that most vulnerable place within where no fig leaf religion can cover, and you will see me smiling back at you as a loving, protective father and forgiving, ever forgiving benefactor. I'm not angry with you, says the Father, and I'm not disappointed in you on a single score. I am indwelling you and changing you into my nature and character. Yield to the change. The angel of change has come to initiate the change, says the Father. So cooperate with the transformation that I'm bringing, even now, and I will give you rest. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.